The C.W. Post Company got its start around the turn of the last century. C.W. Post spent some time at a health farm run by his future rival, John Harvey Kellogg, in Battle Creek, Michigan. His time there inspired him to start the cereal company. Johnson & Wales University Culinary Arts Museum Collections Manager Aaron Williams leads a tour of a new exhibit charting Post's journey.
He was a health food advocate who had been plagued with ulcers during his life and had gone to stay at the Battle Creek Sanitarium for about 9 months. During that time, he wasn't cured, but he discovered that a grain-based diet was really a great way to go.
Promoting a grain-based diet might draw the ire of paleo and Atkins diet followers everywhere these days. But this was around the year 1900. And soon after, Post introduced breakfast cereal, Grape Nuts. It was one of the first ready-to-eat boxed cereals, and sales took off.
This was a revolutionary new product in a way, right? For mothers, women, cooking in the home who were used to preparing other kinds of breakfasts for their families in the morning. Now all of a sudden they have a box of stuff that they can pour into a bowl with some milk and breakfast is served.
Yeah, it no longer requires that stove. You know, we're talking about this is happening at the same time that we're just starting to think about moving away from those cast iron stoves where you've got to be stoking the fire 24 hours a day and preparing your breakfast the night before or early in the morning. So, yeah, this was straight off the shelf.
To promote its products and their health benefits, Post created its own education department. It produced a series of lush Edwardian-era illustrations of Post's factories and workers, all on display in the exhibit. In one, a happy, healthy family skips down a country road. In the next, Post Company workers mix and dry the grains. The posters toured schools on a kind of post-cereal roadshow. Again, collections manager Aaron Williams.
You know, it's almost like this is safe. This is a good product. You should feel comfortable going to the store and buying this product. And oh, by the way, this is what this product looks like.
In an age when prepared foods were still new for some households, the pictures told a story people could relate to. Of course, at its heart, these posters were pure marketing.
The makers of Grape Nuts bring you George Burns and Gracie Allen with Tony Martin. All right, Ray. One, two. The vital food energy everyone must have to carry through till noontime feeling swell. Why, an average serving of Grape Nuts, that's 2 tablespoonfuls.
And since then, cereals have been a staple of American breakfasts, a $10 billion industry today, until recently, when the nutritional pendulum seems to have swung wildly away from carbohydrates and back again. Was Post onto something, or did he set Americans on a dangerous path to obesity? I asked Johnson & Wales dietitian and culinary instructor Chef Todd Seafarth.
Where I start to get a little apprehensive about messages around carbohydrates is that usually I'm much more concerned with sugar-sweetened beverages than I am about grains, especially whole grains.
Seafarth says claims that cave people didn't eat grains or that all carbs are bad have been debunked. Carbohydrates are essential for the body's functioning. He says we now believe it's probably all the sugar, which is also a carbohydrate, but one that's more easily converted to fat. We've added to those grains. That's the problem. I certainly remember sprinkling sugar on my Grape Nuts as a kid. Oops. Of course, today, there's no need to sprinkle sugar on your cereal. Plenty of them come loaded up with the stuff. And Seafarth says that's the real takeaway from this exhibit about Post, that over time, cereal makers have marketed their products to kids and added more and more sugar.
The toys and prizes that came with it and mascots and all that kind of stuff, and the way that you get a child to ask their parent for a particular cereal is make it sweet, add sugar.
From its roots as a wholesome cereal company, Post branched out into hot dogs, Jell-O, and other kid favorites. But you can still buy Grape Nuts, just like your grandmother did. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.
The energy everyone must have to carry through till noontime feeling swell. Why, an average serving of Grape Nuts, that's 2 tablespoonfuls with whole milk or cream and fruit contains...